This episode of Living Corporate is brought to you by Blind. Blind is a safe, trusted community of more than 5 million verified professionals. Head over to teamblind.com to get the latest insights into salaries, company reviews, and interview experiences at thousands of companies worldwide.
What's going on, Living Corporate? It's Tristan, and I want to thank you for tapping back in with me as I provide some tips and advice for professionals. Today, I want to talk about four types of influence to use at work. No matter what field of work, or if you're entry level, middle management, or C-suite, everyone relies on influence to do their job. Yet I often hear from my clients that they feel that they don't really influence much at work. I think the discrepancy here is that people don't understand that different types of influence exist. Today, I'm going to talk about four primary modes of influence outlined by Blair Glazer, a leadership consultant. The first is telling. This is one of the quickest ways to use influence. It works best for emergencies, procedures, and regulations. This type of influence typically is top-down, meaning it comes from someone in leadership to someone in a lower position. Think of when COVID hit. Leaders had to tell staff what to do and how to operate during the pandemic. Other than those type of situations, telling is actually quite ineffective. Sometimes your influence needs something deeper, like selling. Selling is another form of influence. Using tactics like storytelling, research, data, and documentation, people gain buy-in and support for a new idea, culture shift, or big change. While telling stops at what you need to do, selling goes into why you need to do it, which helps persuade others' opinions. This type of influence can happen top-down, bottom-up, and laterally. The next form of influence is consulting. Let's just say you were trying to make a big decision, so you go to your best friend to get their thoughts on it. Even though they are providing you with advice, ultimately, you have the choice to take their advice or not. That's a simplified form of consulting. It's a collaborative process based on a conversation and co-creation, but one party has the authority to make the final call. Consulting creates a sense of partnership and teamwork. This is a great form of influence because even when everyone doesn't like the decision, they're content because you consulted with them. The last form of influence is collaborating. When companies are trying to implement something new or figure out solutions, this form of influence allows people at all levels of the organization to exercise leadership. Collaborating requires the leader to create structure for the group, but not dictate solutions. Instead, they participate as part of the team to achieve the common goal. In most situations, you will use a combination of these four types of influence. The key is to identify what outcomes you're looking for and who your audience is. Then you can select the right type of combination for your situation. This tip was inspired by an article on The Muse titled Four Types of Influence to Use at Work According to a Leadership Consultant by Blair Glazer and brought to you by Tristan of Layfield Resume Consulting. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Layfield Resume, or connect with me, Tristan Layfield, on LinkedIn.
Living Corporate is brought to you by Doximity. Doximity helps over 2 million medical professionals. We are the largest medical network that includes over 80% of physicians and over 50% of physician assistants and nurse practitioners. We don't take that responsibility lightly and committed to working towards a more equitable world inside and beyond our virtual office walls. If you want to learn more about Doximity, check out your app store at Doximity. That's Doximity.